Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
Hello, Sorgeon. Oh, my God.
You getting a lift in? You getting a pump?
Come on, Sorgeon.
You getting some shots up?
Oh, my God, I think he's sleeping.
I think he fell asleep.
I'm going to fall asleep. Well, that's what happens when you wake up at 4:30 to get a pump in.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
Swinging a ground ball, left side, base hit. Here comes Springer rounding third. Verdugo comes up throwing way too late, and the Jays walk it off. They win it 6-5.
Andy Gresh.
We go with the 26-hitter here, and we try to get 27 outs, and we didn't do it.
Rich Keefe.
Like, if I had to turn on the f***ing TV and see you doing me every day, like, what are we doing here?
Gresh and Keefe right now.
Meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his peepee
on WEEI.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Red Sox.
What happened there?
We had a hot primetime parlay working. Yankees up 2-0 in the ninth. They give up a run. Oh, there you go. They give up a run.
Great.
Yeah. The Red Sox got hauked, and
they got hauked last night.
Baseball yep. Billy got porked by the pirate gods.
He did bet on the Pirates.
He did, but yeah. Still.
But then again,
Scroogey's all the way around.
He's the baseball whisperer. John even took a stab at a woman's tennis match.
How'd that go?
Did not go great.
It didn't. Oh, boy. So we'd have been screwed anyway.
Yeah, but we lost them all. Listen.
It happens. But luckily the Red Sox have not lost them all, although they're in the process of maybe losing and getting swept in this series by Toronto.
Yeah.
And last night, the ninth inning was not good, and no Tanner Houck to be found. And it was Vlad Guerrero and crew. It was all the names you're used to hearing, right? Guerrero, Molitor, pick a former big leaguer.
Robbie Alomar, John Olerud, Kelly Gruber, Ed Sprague, Joe Carter, Devin White, Pat Borders behind the plate.
Look at you. No, that's a 93 World Series winners. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good squad.
They beat the Braves down in Atlanta, I think, that year, right?
Yeah, I believe you're right. And then they beat the Phillies 1 year, right?
They got the Phillies 1 year, yep.
But it's a good Blue Jays team. I like that Blue Jays team. But it's a couple things obviously jump out about this game. One, they continue to suck against the AL East.
Wow.
Like, they are now 7-16 against teams in their division.
Not good.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
They also could, if the season ended today thing, they would be playing the Toronto Blue Jays in the playoffs. The first round of the playoffs.
Where would that be? Would that series be in Toronto or here
it
in
would
Boston?
Be in Toronto, where they have these tricky rules where certain players wouldn't be eligible to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, obviously, it's like, it sucks that we have to even go down this route. Like, you know, we were able to go weave in and out of all the vaccine talk, right?
Right.
During sports for the last year. It picked up during the NBA, where you're like, who can play against the Raptors? Who can't play in the Raptors? They avoided the Raptors, so it wasn't our problem. We didn't have to go through every guy in the Celtics, thank God, and figure out who was in, who was out. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays, they've already had one trip there this year. We knew there were guys that couldn't go. They're there right now. They're there at the end of the regular season, and they could be there in the playoffs. Chris Sale, who hasn't pitched yet, can't pitch there, even if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Their closer and their leadoff hitter can't play there. It's a huge problem. And last night, that's why they lost.
And it's less about the leadoff hitter and more about the closer.
And Ref Snyder had the biggest hit in the game. Ref Snyder ties the game up, and it was great. So that you're not even looking at Jarren Duran. You're looking at Tanner Houck. And on the one hand, you could say, well, it's 162 games, and what is it? 9 of them are in Toronto.
Yep.
Now, again, if the playoff games are in Toronto, though, that is everything.
There could be three important games in Toronto at some point. And, by the way, at the end of the year as well.
Yeah, so he lost the game for him. Like, I'm not even looking for any kind of nuance. I'm not blaming the rule. The rule is the rule, so you've known it the whole season. Everybody else on the team is like, all right, whether they wanted to or not, they did it for themselves, for their family, for the team. However you want to describe it, they did it. And Tanner Houck didn't, and it cost him.
They're accountable to the other 26 people in the room,
right?
Not the fans, not those who want to scream up and down. Regardless of your opinion, it's players being able to look their teammates in the eye, have that conversation with them. And after the game, Alex Cora was asked back-to-back questions at the very end of a very, very brief, it was like 2 minutes where he was like, okay, I want to get to the hotel bar, please, because after tonight I need to. But here was the post-game exchange with the media asking about Houck and the vaxes.
Does something like this, I mean, change your frustration on the vaccination thing?
No.
Having to manage a game totally different?
No.
At the least, you know, the status of Houck is what it is, but is that a situation where you felt his absence? Is that safe to say?
I mean, we go with the 26 that are here, and we try to get 27 outs, and we didn't do it.
Is that Bill Belichick?
That is a pretty good Belichick.
That is a pretty good Belichick.
It's all he can do. And look, he shouldn't worry about pissing off Tanner Houck, but it's not the Alex Cora way. Old man Tony La Russa might have been like, well, yeah, or you know what I mean? Somebody who's not thinking in that sort of vein like a Belichick the way Cora does.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cora answered it the best way you can, because you can't throw a fit about the rule, right?
No.
Like, what are you going to really do with that? And then if you lose your mind on the player right now, I don't know how that really helps you, right? I'm sure he's already made his opinion clear. Hell, Alex Cora does ads on our station that tell you to get vaccinated.
True.
He's been doing it for a while. So you don't think he's had that same conversation with his players? And specifically those two guys, Jarren Duran and Tanner Houck, are like, all right, you don't want to? Why? And then they must have come up with some reason to give Cora and the Red Sox. And they're like, all right, you know, it is your choice, but it doesn't mean you can't get ripped for that decision, and it wouldn't have an immediate impact on the team. You go back to the last series in Toronto, and you remember they had to move around the rotation. That's when they threw Whitlock in there. They took him out of the pen. He had been in the pen leading up to that, and then they used Houck in a different role leading up to that series, and they lost another game late. So this has had an impact already in wins and losses and against the team that you are directly competing against.
And good morning to the Twitchers. It's twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Give us a follow there. And one of the Twitchers bring up, hey, they knew this was coming. They should have been prepared. It does also highlight the fact that the Red Sox are still searching for a closer. And
right.
At least you have here's why these situations are important. It's more than just the win and the loss. It's also to show if Houck can be the guy. You need to know against a team that you've had a smattering of success against that the guy is able to handle the role and doing it on the road against one of the arguably what is going to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like there's the bigger picture into all of this as well, where everybody just wants to scream about needle this, needle that. Well, how about this? We need to find out if Tanner Houck can be the guy, because if not, Chaim Bloom's going to have to get his ass on the phone and probably needs to anyway, but does he need to get a 7th or 8th inning reliever because Houck can handle the closer's role? Or, as it was mentioned on Boston.com the other day, do you have to think about bringing back Daniel freaking Bard or something?
That's Bradfoe's guy. Yeah, no, I know.
It was a good line. I think Steve Perrault had the good line yesterday. If Bradfoe just goes through the Rolodex, if you got the number and you can get him on, then it's like, hey, let's bring that guy back.
Isn't Houck almost like how, remember at the end of the last year, Jose Iglesias played so many games, but he wasn't playoff roster eligible?
Yes.
And so you had to use him, and you're like, well, we're going to win as many games as we can with him, and he's going to do a decent job at second base, but we know we can't use him in the playoffs. It kind of feels like Tanner Houck's in that same boat. I think what you have to do is when Garrett Whitlock comes back, Garrett Whitlock's the closer. I think you, and then hopefully he's a guy you can rely on. You at least know he's eligible to pitch in any of the American League stadiums. Like, that's pretty bad to have a guy that you can't. Now, again, Tanner Houck's not as good as Papelbon was or Folk was or Koji Uehara was or Craig Kimbrell was. But right now, on this run, in this great month of June that they had, although it's ending on a sour note, but on this great month that they had, he had a whole bunch of saves. Like, he had turned into the closer. Like, so the text or the person on Twitch talking about, you know, they should have been prepared. I think they were kind of searching for a closer.
Yeah, right.
Or somebody to rely on. And it's been different guys throughout the year who was the most reliable out of the bullpen. And as of late, it has been Tanner Houck. And then it's just kind of terrible timing. But then it's also like, what are we doing here? This guy, you know, he's obviously not fully committed to the team.
Well, and if you're Heim Bloom, you have to take it into account in terms of the roster status and in terms of him moving forward. So one of the many names that are out there is Daniel Bard. I'm sure there'll be other. In fact,
that's their guess.
The Red Sox are headed to Chicago for a series of starts on Friday. David Robertson, another one of those names that's been brought. Of course, he has pitched for the Yankees for a bunch of years. He's been around.
He's gonna be up
there. Yeah. He is. I have a funny feeling that when we sit here in September, the complexion and the makeup of the pitching staff, if we wrote it down today here on June 29th, and we looked at it on August 29th, very different looking groups. Sale will be back.
Yeah.
Maybe
Paxton.
Well, there you go, right? So there might be some internal options, but finding that closer is a pretty big deal. By the way, Red Sox Talk with Gresham Keefe is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Book your appointment today and start your weight loss journey at awaken180weightloss.com. You can also get us on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. And Marcus Smart had his basketball camps over the past couple of days, and Adam Himmelsbach and others were able to talk to Marcus Smart. So this quote is via the Boston Globe. And I don't know if it's directed exactly at J. Charles Wiggins, but it's very clear that Marcus Smart has heard some of the chatter on proving himself this season. The quote, "We've had star point guards, and yet this so-called non-point guard is the only one that has led them to the finals." Your thoughts on that quote?
I agree with him. I agree with him. And it's funny because speaking of J. Charles Wiggins, I almost drove off the road today because they read
costly
this morning. Yes. This morning they read that same quote from Marcus Smart, and Wiggy says, dead serious. He says, well, who are the point guards that he's talking about?
Huh?
Right. Who are the point guards he's talking about? And then I think it was Shime says Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving. And Wiggy, I'm dead serious, said those guys aren't point guards. That was a real conversation that happened today. And then that just kind of, they all just breezed by it and they moved on to something else. I was like, excuse me. I'm like, are you trying to get me to call in?
I
lost my mind. I'm like, if Kemba Walker's not a point guard, what was he, a center?
What is he?
Is he a power forward? What position is Kemba Walker?
He's been a point guard forever. See the national championship game.
Oh, my God. And then Kyrie Irving played off the ball with Harden, but his whole career he was a point guard. Here he's a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he talking about? So that, I was flabbergasted by that, but I agree with Smart, and it's funny. We talked yesterday about how Jaylen Brown feels like he's being disrespected by the fans.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like Marcus Smart, it's very, very polarizing where it's probably 50-50 to the point where there are people after the finals saying upgrade point guard. So Smart's not making that up. Like,
nope.
Wiggy has said it. Plenty of fans have called in and told us that. Trade Smart. And I'm like, I don't know. You guys forget the last 5 months of basketball? I feel like he turned into a point guard. And he's right. They made it to the finals. Now, he doesn't have the ultimate trump card of we won a title, but he got a lot closer than Kyrie did, a lot closer than Kemba did, a lot closer than Isaiah Thomas did. So I think, are there better point guards in the league than Marcus Smart? Of course there are, but you can do a lot worse.
No question. And here's the other thing, too, where it gets back to the what are you paying for? You're paying for the added value of grit and defense, but you're also paying for the added value of him kind of being the adult in the room. And 2 years ago, we would have sat here saying, I don't know if all these guys mix. Now we know they all mix. And really, Udoka, to me, was the guy that was able to kind of figure it all out and bring them all together. a la Doc being the coach for the other big three in 08 when they won the title.
Yeah.
I know you're not a big fan of the doctor. No, and I'm kind of in and out.
Listen, they won it.
But he was good for them. Just like Udoka is good for these three.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, look, if something falls into your lap and it's one of those deals you can't refuse.
All right, fine. And
right, exactly.
Fine.
But
you
in terms
consider
of
it.
Actively saying, hey, look, it's the defensive player of the year here. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to have him?
I mean, it's the NBA. Everybody's tradable. Like single guy is, because crazy things happen in that league. But in all reality, bringing back Marcus Smart, I don't think is a bad thing. And so many people have made it out to be like, well, they're not going to get back to the finals because the Bucks are better. And, you know, I don't think anybody's counting on the Nets, but whatever. There's going to be another team that emerges, or they were so close to losing to Miami. Like, all this stuff. I'm like, I'll take it. They can bring the same starters back, improve the bench, and they can still have another shot at a title.
Well, and that's what we're about to get into, because NBA free agency, the deals aren't official until July 6th. However, it starts tomorrow night at 5 or 6 p.m., and you know the tampering has already gone on.
I would say so.
We'll get to some of that, especially with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. But Will Hardy is also off the staff, because he is going to become, at 34 years old, the head coach of the Utah Jazz. So a guy who is significantly younger than me, younger than you, younger than Lanny, and like 7 years older than John, or eight, is the head. By the way, his point guard, same age as him. Mike Conley.
Looks older. Much older than Will Hardy.
That is very true. Yeah. So the Celtics do lose an assistant. We will get into five questions for Brad Stevens coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
1024, Gresham Keefe here with you. Good morning, everybody, on Boston Sports Original and New England Sports Original. Providence, Springfield, Worcester, Cape in the Islands, Keefe, New Hampshire, the great state of Maine. Of course, you should have the Odyssey app downloaded on the device of your choice. So wherever you go, you can listen to us. And oh, by the way,
yes,
Bob Radford, we'll be in at 11:20 today to talk baseball, and we have tickets to give away.
How do you like that?
After Bradfo. Wow. So there you go.
Wow.
So if you have an issue with those vaccinated Red Sox players, you can win tickets to go yell at them if you want to.
Right. You could scream at Tanner House.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or you could
scream at all those. Yeah. Oh, those 25 other commies
who took the jab.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Oh. Where's your independence?
How dare you want $23 million?
Right.
My God. Lord. Anyway. $25 million chump change for some of the guys in the NBA.
It's all good, yeah.
Only Brandon Marshall thinks contracts aren't guaranteed in the NBA, but
they're fully guaranteed.
As we are finding out, we had Russell Westbrook opt in for about $48 million next year.
Smart move by Westbrook.
Pretty good. Because, yep, good financial move. His advisor told him good.
Not going to get that. Open market, what does Westbrook get? Somebody would take him, obviously. He's still
of course.
Down, but like
20.
Maybe 20.
Yeah.
So he would need to play 2.5 years to get what he's getting now.
There you go.
Yeah. So he made the right move, just like John Wall. Like, John Wall wasn't going to get anywhere near the amount of money. And he gets his money, or a little buyout or whatever.
He gets $40 million on the buyout.
But then he goes and plays on a good team. Well, plays.
He's going to go to the Clippers.
I haven't seen the guy play in forever. So, yeah, he's going to go to the Clippers. So,
and I think it might be like mid-level exception money for him or something like that. I think he was going to make 46.5.
Yeah.
So he leaves Houston, they give him 40, and then I think the other 6.5 he'll make up in salary going to L.A.
Right.
So he still gets his dough.
Correct.
And he has played in 40 games, I think, for Houston or something like that.
Something insane.
And made like $120 million. Yeah. What a world the NBA is,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe the NBA or the WNBA will get there someday to where somebody can make $1 million, which would be,
that'd be nice.
Pretty amazing. But in The Athletic this morning, there are the 5 questions for Brad Stevens. And you and I kind of did a version of this. But tomorrow at 6 o'clock, everybody can really start talking, or at least the tampering can be revealed. How's that? Is that a better way to put it?
Yeah, I don't understand how the NFL and the NBA do like the legal tampering. Like, that's not even what it really is. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why they call it that. I'm sure agents, players, GMs have already spoken, but whatever. So tomorrow we'll get a few more nuggets, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so it looks like Brooklyn, at least from the Kyrie KD standpoint, are going to stay together. Contrary to our caller, Bradley Beal, looks like he's going to take the max or the super max, whatever it is, from the Washington Wizards, and that's going to be about $50 million a year, pretty close to it in terms of an average annual value. So I guess the question is Boston a destination now? What we think and what other people in the NBA think might be two different things, but is it a destination?
So I think for a veteran player trying to win a ring, which I think is a there's a group of players like that
sure.
still exists, right? And I think that it is. Now, it never will be the destination, unfortunately, that L.A. or Miami is to so many of these players. Maybe you can pick another couple places. Because clearly, like, New York doesn't have that draw. Like, New York hasn't been a destination to anybody. And you'd think, oh, more players want to live in New York than they'd want to live in Boston. Well, it hasn't proven out.
Until you see those taxes.
Right? A couple guys moved to Brooklyn, right, if you want to talk about Kyrie and Durant. But for the most part, New York has not been a free agency place. But if you're just talking about teams, and you're a player, and you're like, you know what, I really want to win next year, there's probably 5 to 6 teams that are guaranteed to be in the playoffs and be maybe even win a round or so. It'd be like Milwaukee, Golden State, Boston, Phoenix, maybe,
you'd have to. And they got Chris Paul, so yeah. And a young superstar, so there's that allure as well.
You know, Miami, so whatever, but they're one of them, yeah. So I would think it's in that sense, it would be a destination.
Yeah, I think there is also the fit that Brad Stevens and Ime Udoka are going to be much more cognizant of than Danny Ainge, where for Ainge it was, give me the shiny toy. Mm-hmm. These guys are looking for the right toy, the right piece of the puzzle. And I think that does appeal. It narrows your field. There's no question.
Yeah.
Because there are just going to be some guys who are like, I want in. I want all my money. I want shots, da-da-da. that the, I don't think the Celtics are really going to necessarily listen to that. But if you can get a bench upgrade, you can get a shooter, things like that. That's where, that to me is where Brad, like, it's attractive because it, or let me rephrase, it will be attractive to the right puzzle piece.
Yeah, because
there will be some guys who will be like, well, I won't get mine there.
See, that's the tough part of it is you got to find the right player with the right mentality. Mm-hmm. And because you want to really, so I, you're going to, money's going to speak to everybody, right? So money's going to be the most important thing for 99.9% of the players. But in situations where the money is the same.
Mid-level exception.
The mid-level.
$6-7 million.
So like, all right, you can have $6 million to be the eighth guy on the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Or you can have $6 million to be the sixth guy on the Hornets. They might say, so like, you're not going to win probably on the Hornets, at least at a really high level, but I'm going to get more shots and get more minutes. The money's the same. Maybe they would choose that. Or if you're an older veteran guy, you say, you know what, I'll give up a couple more minutes because I want to play in an Eastern Conference final and maybe play in an NBA final. So you're right. You need to find the right personality to sign.
And I know that one of the questions The Athletic raised is, and I'm surprised even one of the questions, do the Celtics need shooting? Yes.
Yeah, every team does.
That's not even a question because what ultimately became, you could argue what became the fatal flaw for this Celtics team, that nobody off the bench that could save the day when they were, you know, in quicksand in one of those 39-14 quarters going the other way on them. They didn't have somebody who could at least come in, knock down a couple of threes and mitigate the damage.
Yeah, and I think if you want to improve on Peyton Pritchard and Grant Williams, which I certainly do, those guys actually could shoot. Now, it fell apart in the finals, but regular season, they had good numbers from three. So if you're going to take their minutes away, it's even more important that you add more shooting because that was some of the little shooting that you had, and that was surprisingly consistent. Remember, even at the beginning of the year when nobody could buy a bucket, Grant Williams was actually shooting a pretty good percentage from three. So, yeah, they definitely need another shooter because when your two best players are Tatum and Brown – and they command so much attention all the time. Tatum's constantly double-teamed. Yeah, you better surround him with shooters.
One of the other questions posed in this piece is how to build depth around Robert Williams III. Because I think you and I both recognize the value of Daniel Theis in the regular season.
Right.
Especially relative to some of the pick-and-roll stuff with Jason Tatum. Theis, I don't know. He'll translate in the right series in the postseason, but it's not a guarantee that he's going to play every series. So how do you kind of reconcile that? And how do you reconcile the fact that Al Horford is 36 and it might be nice to kind of keep him around, but we know that it's going to be diminishing minutes to be able to get playoff Al at full strength come playoff time.
Yeah, it's tough because you wonder, and with Robert Williams, you still wonder how many games he's going to play. Mm-hmm. Every single year, how many games and what's the minutes going to be? Because he played through an injury. It seems like he's had a bunch of different injuries that have kept him off the floor. And then Al Horford, even if he has one more year for you, even best case scenario, he duplicates what he did this year, which I think is a big ask. But let's say he does that. It's still, there's a timetable on what you're going to need to cycle in some new big guys.
Yep.
Now, it might not be as important as it once was. Like, look at the Golden State Warriors, for example. Draymond Green, sort of like an undersized big, plays bigger than he is. And then they have Looney, who they actually got better when they moved him to the bench. So it's like not like you need a ton of bigs, but I get the sense that because you can't count on Robert Williams to play a zillion minutes, you need somebody else. You need an upgrade, really, of Daniel Theis.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is you have to, and that's where the flexibility of the roster does have to come into play. There is a little bit of a Belichick way of kind of building this roster, because if the playoff path were different, let's say it was dealing with Milwaukee and then it was dealing with Philadelphia and Embiid.
Yeah,
you
right.
better have bigs to be able to deal with those guys. And where does Miles Turner end up in all of this? That's another big in the Eastern Conference that if he goes to a better squad, then that becomes a third kind of big guy you got to deal with. And you got Time Lord, and that's good. But you still need more depth in there because you're right. Like with the injuries with Time Lord, like the Celtics in a way, it sort of broke their way. Like early in the Brooklyn series, whichever Lopez they have down there, whichever one, Robin or whatever.
Milwaukee.
Sorry.
Brooke plays for Milwaukee.
That's right. But like if If they had a big in Brooklyn, it was worth a damn.
So that's the thing. It's like you could be like, oh, they need a big. And that's what Brooklyn thought. And so they added the corpse of Aldridge, right, the corpse of Blake Griffin. They had Claxton and they had Drummond. Like, nah, that's not going to work. Like, you had a bunch of guys that at one point were good in the league.
Right.
That didn't work. Milwaukee actually did have
two bigs that two became bigs, a problem.
Even three. Bobby Portis had a bunch of offensive rebounds in that series and almost cost you. And they did a good job at battling those guys. Grant Williams actually played pretty big in that series.
Well, that's game
which
seven.
Was surprising. And then Miami, we were just left so surprised that Bam Adebayo didn't know how to take over the game.
Coy zing right in there on Grant Williams. Well, that was surprising. It was good.
It was surprisingly good. But yeah, there's not many teams in the league that are just flush with big guys. Because even Philly, as good as Embiid is, it's like, all right, well, besides Embiid, and they've had both good games and bad games against Embiid, right? Some of the games with Horford against him, they've actually kind of held him down.
Right, they've done okay. And it does make you wonder, where is Philadelphia going? Because it looks like Harden's going to stay.
Probably.
So it gives you Harden and Embiid, and then what else are they putting? You know, does Tobias Harris all of a sudden become the value of what he's getting paid? He's like a $30 million guy, for God's sakes. You know, yeah. But if you put two good players, you put two all-stars on the court with him.
But doesn't it seem like...
Does he become like their Andrew Wiggins in a way?
The last couple of years, the NBA movement was insane.
Yes.
And it seems like now it may have settled because certain teams are sort of stuck, right? Like Ben Simmons and James Harden, after that blockbuster trade, they're probably both going to be where they are. Beal's going to be where he is.
Are Westbrook you talking high-end guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More of the middle is going to get moved around the league this offseason than the, hey, somebody's going to go get LeBron type
deal. Feels like, because, you know, the Kyrie Durant thing could have exploded, could have changed the league, right? If they both ended up on different teams, if they both, you know, pouted and wanted out. But if they're staying, and if Harden's staying, and Beal's staying, and Westbrook's staying, and LeBron's staying, like, is Jalen Brunson going to be the biggest name moving? And to me, that's not going to change anything. You're not going to look at the Knicks and be like, look out for the Knicks.
And they're going to give that guy apparently
way too much money.
They're going to give him Tobias Harris money. Like, he's going to get $30 million a year, Jalen Brunson.
And there's going to be another example of a guy who played pretty well in a few playoff games and the New York Knicks overpaid.
Yep.
That's
no question.
That's going to be. But there might be a little bit more of the run it back. Again, it's the NBA, so, you know, by the time we get off the air today, we could find out about some crazy blockbuster trade. But don't you think a lot of teams are going to kind of sort of stick with what they had?
It's I think for championship teams, it's about the right pieces. Like, if you're Miami, you know you need an upgrade at point guard.
So they're going hard, apparently, after DeJounte Murray.
There you go. And that move makes sense for them. Now, DeJounte Murray, not a true big-time mainstream name. However, you put him in
big
that situation, it'd be a massive upgrade, and people would get to know who he is real quick.
Right.
And again, I do wonder about Indiana. I feel like Indiana wants to continue to either swap pieces, tear it down, whatever in the world they're doing there. And if Miles Turner ends up somewhere, and what are the Hawks doing? That's another team, by the way, who was in it for Murray. And I guess the Hawks are basically trying to just trade whatever they can to get the biggest piece they can to be able to go with the Trae Young.
Yeah, because if you have a really big payroll and you're willing to pay over the cap, but your team's not good, tough sell for the owner, right?
Yep.
So that's where everybody's been talking about Kevin Huerter, and could the Celtics just grab him for the Evan Fournier TPE?
The TPE, yes.
Because he signed for four more years. He just signed a five-year deal there. So like 14, 15, 16, 17 million. It goes up each year. And he could be a scorer shooter off the bench.
So what's interesting about the big TPE that the Celtics have, that $17.1 million one that was left over from the trade of Evan Fournier to the Knicks, is they can chop that in half. So it gets to the, do you want one $17 million player, or do you want two guys at $8.5 million, because it ends up adding to your depth. It might be the right pieces.
Yeah.
There is that possibility, because I like Huerter. I don't know if he sort of tilts the balance of the Eastern Conference, let's say. And I'm just wondering if more depth is appropriate for this team, in part because of the age of Al and, man, the Time Lord injury stuff. It's one of those where, until he gives you, and by the way, if they're going to go on playoff runs, until he gives you 90 to 100 games in a year, if you're the general manager, you have to plan that the guy's going to be down a little bit, and you better have some quality depth. Yeah. And instead of having, again, how'd you get that TPE? Evan Fournier.
Evan Fournier.
What if you end up with another freaking Evan Fournier at $17 million who turns out, and then you don't have the depth in the bigs?
I see. Yeah, I understand. I don't know who the bigs are, though. Like, the league is not filled with many of them. And, again, it seems like it's either the old guys that you could bring in and they're really not going to help you, or you're just playing so many lineups with only one on the floor anyway. Like, I don't think it's quite as important. And Kevin Huerter might be that sweet spot where the Hawks are actually just trying to dump him. Like, you don't need to throw anything else in. Like, in my pipe dream of DeJounte Murray, you probably would have to trade Smart or somebody really good. Like, you'd have to move on from a big
piece. But that would be worth it. But you're right.
Just add to the
If you're going
to
get him for free, then okay.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're just doing that, and I would like to give up, like, 2 seconds versus another first, that's just me.
I don't think you'd have to give up a first. Again, if the Hawks are of the mentality that, like, all right, we're already paying Trae Young and John Collins, and Kevin Huerter's not really helping our team, but I think he could help the Celtics. If he was the seventh man with the Celtics, it comes off the bench. I think he could fit in. The guy could shoot threes, knock down all his free throws. I think he's a decent ball handler.
Like, but do you think a guy like Huerter only becomes available if Atlanta can make another move? Because it kind of feels like if they are going to do that and it's just a cap clear out,
yeah,
the other trade would have to kind of be in place. And I don't know if they could get Murray. I know they've been rumored for other players across the league as well. So,
I mean, their salary is kind of ridiculous for a team that might not even make the playoffs. So Trae Young makes $36.6 million.
Okay.
John Collins over 23.
Woof.
Danilo Gallinari over 21.
Ooh.
Clint Capella 18 this year, and then two more years over 20.
Ooh.
Bogdan Bogdanovic at 18, and then you go down to Kevin Huerter. So
you got to get rid of somebody.
They might just say, like, all right, get rid of him and have some sort of flexibility going forward.
Any interest in Collins still or no?
I liked Collins before, but I don't want to pay Collins. He's basically got $100 million for the next 4 years.
Nope.
Right.
For that guy, no way.
I don't think so.
And now we're also getting into, it's funny because, like, no one went and said, sure, Kyrie, we'll trade for you and then give you $200 million. It feels like there's actually, and I might be wrong by the time it's over with,
all right,
it feels like there's a little bit of restraint going on from some GMs in the NBA where now they're kind of looking around and being like, hey, maybe the Danny Ainge model of just going out and getting talent isn't exactly the best way to do it. And that some of these GMs are now looking at it more like Brad Stevens, where it's a puzzle versus just go grab a bunch of guys.
Well, then I think you're looking at, you know, what the Lakers and Nets essentially had to give up over the last few years in order to get their current quote-unquote super teams. And you have all these good young players all around the league. Like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown weren't originally picks that were the Celtics.
Right.
And so all these different trades that have come back to haunt these teams, I think maybe GMs are learning from that.
I hope that the Celtics can get back into the Patty Mills hunt. I know that was a rumor last year.
I don't mind that.
That'd be a good depth of point guard. And it's a guy who can shoot a little bit. And he is an Udoka guy. And I do think that they all don't need to be Udoka guys, but those ones that do, that he can put the stamp on, he's got credibility. Derek White worked out. In the end, Derek White was a great addition to this group. And if he thinks Mills could be and he's freed up, then go get that guy. 617-779-7937. We see you lining up to jump in to talk some Celtics as well. Boy, oh boy. It's going to be interesting. Are the Celtics ready to make a move on day one? We'll get into that. Peel it apart with you on these phones. Talking C's next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Just love us.
Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
It's Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I've been feeling kind of cooped up. I'm trying to get some fresh air. Hey, why you got the roof out? You know, never.
Will we have a signing tomorrow night? Will Rich Keefe and who's in on Friday?
Mike Menansky.
Oh, that's right. Will Keefe and Mutt in an abbreviated edition of Gresh and Keefe on Friday, because I won't be here. I'll be in Vegas.
Fair enough.
Or will I be able to plunk down a bet in Vegas on the Ooh. Celtics? I'll be so excited.
Oh, a futures bet.
About the who they bring in at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Probably not.
Let's hope. What if they announce the re-signing of Grant Williams, though?
No, they're not going to do that. They don't need to do that. There's no need to do that and throw everybody into a frenzy. They don't need to do that.
Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Paul in Abingdon wants to talk about the C's here in the offseason with Gresh and Keefe. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So two parts that you guys are talking about that really I've thought about is the biggest thing going into next year, as we saw during the playoffs, I think it all comes down to Williams' health. Once again, it's all about the ifs and all about how healthy is he going to be. If he can give us anywhere in that vicinity of 30 minutes a game and Horford is in that 15 to 20-minute range and he can still give us some quality time as we saw during the playoffs, meaning Horford, I think that's obviously going to be great for the Celtics. It all comes down to Time Lord's health. No-brainer on that part. As far as this $17 million exception or Fournier thing, I was just telling the guy that took the call that when we got Fournier, and he'd have to correct me if I'm wrong, but when we picked up Fournier a couple of years ago, at that time, I think when he came in, he was going to be possibly our third, maybe our fourth option. If you get a guy like Herter now or somebody to take that role, which I think is going to be focused on being a bench player at this point in time, that guy is going to be a little bit lower ranked in terms of depth chart, let's put it that way. So whoever we get with that $17 million, one player or two at eight each, nine each, whatever you come up with, I think is obviously going to be a huge benefit to the Celtics. It's going to add to that bench depth, but it's also a matter of it's not the pressure of coming in and being the third or fourth guy. I mean, you got your starting five.
Right.
And then beyond that, now you get your bench players.
I agree with you, Paul. And the more I think about it, the more they need to use it.
Yes.
Like it's for this team, unless you want some crazy blow up, right? Like, unless you're like our buddy Wiggy, who is willing to blow up the whole team. The only way to really add an impact piece to this roster is to use it. And they have about 3 weeks or whatever until it expires.
I think it's like July 16th, right around there.
And so Luke Kennard's another name that gets brought up a lot from the Clippers. He's under contract, I think, for 2 more years, and then maybe there's a team option, similar money to Kevin Herter. This guy shot, I think he led the league in three-point shooting last year, Kennard did, like 45% from three. Yes, sir. And great point by Paul. Like, you're not bringing in Herter or Kennard, and you're like, hey, you're starting, and we're relying on you to score 20.
Nope.
Not the game at all. You just need to be more consistent off the bench scoring than Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, and Grant Williams. And I think both of those guys absolutely would.
I'm with you. And that's where finding the right piece,
yeah.
That right? It's the whole piece of the puzzle, I think, is what we've learned this year. Our buddy Sorja, who's hopefully awake in Mansfield. Hello, Sorja.
What's going on? I was going to talk about how the Red Sox absolutely were awful yesterday, but I got four names for you to fix this Celtics team. So we got Jalen Brunson, Bruce Brown, yeah. Marvin Bagley, and I can't remember the fourth one, but here's the thing.
So three names.
Wick has got to open up his wallet. He just started a tequila brand. He's doing well. Listen, here's the business, guys.
Tell us about it.
If we get Jalen Brunson.
Stop. Don't say it's over.
How is that happening, Sorja?
How are they going to Jalen Brunson? The Knicks have already said they're going to pay the guy through the nose.
Yeah, they're going to give him a 4-year deal at like $120 million.
They can't do it. Sorja, they can't do that. They can't spend the same kind of money the Knicks can on Jalen Brunson.
Normally, we're up for your happy horse crap.
I got four names. Here's three.
You know who they should go get? LeBron James.
And then when you push back, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll all happen.
He goes,
somehow.
Don't worry about
That's
it. Right. We do live in a world where there are some rules when it comes to the NBA.
This just in Sorja's world, the NBA salary cap, $250 million. John in Rhode Island named GM.
Hey.
Here we go.
Bruce Brown, local guy who played out of his mind in one of the games against the Celtics in the first round. I'm not anti-Bruce Brown. I would take Bruce Brown.
I'm not either, and I think that is at least realistic. But Jalen Brunson is about to get the New York. I know you and I are going to really unpack this later, but Here's why Jalen Brunson is going to the Knicks, right? And I heard this from Worldwide Windhorse.
Because they dumb.
Well, they dumb. But Leon Rose apparently held young Jalen Brunson in his arms because Leon Rose is running the Knicks, used to be an agent. I do believe Jalen Brunson's dad, Rick, is on the coaching staff in New York. I'm pretty sure on that. And I think Leon Rose's son is Jalen Brunson's agent.
Okay.
I mean, what are they, the Bidens, for God's sakes? But like, also, I mean, seriously, like, it's so incestuous there. There's no, and they've already said, we're going to give him a ton of money, and you're right. Like, what Jalen Brunson's a nice player.
Couple of nice games when Luka was out, then like a good game when Luka was in, and yeah, because he was the only option they had. So he had some big scoring games, but I don't think he's very good.
$150 million for that guy, like on a five-year deal.
He's gotten better every year he's in the league. Like, I'm not saying he's trash, but he's the exact example that if you're like, hey, we're going to give him either a max or close to a max deal, they will 100% regret it.
I completely agree. You're right. It's so New York. It's amazing how they change Isaiah Thomas, Leon Rose. Doesn't matter. They all do that. They make the same mistake every time.
So the Knicks' core, basically, going forward for the turn around is going to be Brunson, R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle.
Obi Toppin.
Oh, and Obi Toppin, okay, who is on the rookie deal still.
But so like
the
there's three.
Four
guys. That's like the core of that roster.
Will that team ever make the second round? The Eastern Conference is pretty nasty.
Doesn't it really all depend on kind of Derrick Rose in a way with the Knicks? Because he can be a...
Yeah, but he's probably...
Even if he's 75% of the really good Derrick Rose, it's probably enough to kind of help them. But to your point, who's counting on that?
But it's funny, like the Knicks and the Hawks a year ago was a fun first-round playoff series. Two teams that it looked like they hated each other. There was a rivalry. And then the next year, they both stink. The year after that, they're both just chasing it. Like, you're like, ugh. Like, neither of those teams look like contenders or anywhere near it.
So now the backcourts in that battle, if they match up again, might be DeJounte Murray and Trae Young against Derrick Rose and Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
You know who beats them?
I don't think Murray even gets to
You know who beats
Atlanta?
Them? The Celtics.
Yeah, right. Yeah, every
That's
time.
One thing we don't have to worry about. 617-779-7937. We roll into hour two of Gresh and Keefe on this Wednesday, and it is a what if Wednesday. Rob Bradford will join us 11:20. We'll have Red Sox tickets to give away after we talk to Bradfo, but we'll what if it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.